NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff free falls into the teen drama Everything Everything, featuring a young woman beset with a potentially life-threatening disease and a relationship with the boy next door.
This is my whole world. My nurse, my mom, my sickness. I'm 18 and I've never been outside. If I did, I would probably die.
There will be no shortage of movies based on comic books this summer, and sequels will also abound. I decided to take a break from all of that to go see a teen romance based on a young adult novel. Everything Everything is based on a book of the same title by Nicola Yoon, published in 2015. The main character, Madeline, or Maddie, is an 18-year-old girl who never goes outside. She doesn't have a phobia. She believes that she has severe combined immunodeficiency, or SCID, and would likely die of an infection if she left her house. Maddie only has contact with her mother, a physician, and her nurse. Her father and brother were killed in a car accident when she was an infant, so she and her mom have been a family of two for a long time. Around the same time as that accident, Maddie had a severe infection, and her mother began to isolate Maddie from the outside world due to the SCID diagnosis. As the movie begins, a new family moves in next door, including Ollie, a boy about Maddie's age. Ollie and Maddie begin a relationship through texts, emails, and signs held up to windows. Her mother does not approve of time spent with Ollie, even via computer. Eventually, Maddie tries to go outside, first for a short time, then on a longer excursion. That outing brings on a medical emergency for Maddie and a crisis between her and her mother.
What would happen if you went outside?
Probably spontaneous combustion. Here I have HEPA filters, outsized viruses and bacteria.
Where would you go if you could?
The ocean. I've never seen it.
SCID is a real disease where a genetic defect renders a person's immune system almost entirely ineffective due to a lack of T cells. More on that later. Without treatment, a child with SCID rarely survives to age 2. The public first became aware of SCID in the late 1970s when the story of David Vetter, or the Bubble Boy, received international attention. David lived his entire 12 years inside a sterile environment to protect him from infections, first at a hospital and then at home. He was treated with a bone marrow transplant from his sister, but though his body did not initially reject the transplant, he died of an infection not long after. Maddie's isolation in Everything Everything seems to be a much milder version of the isolation chamber David lived in. To understand SCID, it's important to understand a bit about the human immune system. Our bodies are constantly coming in contact with invaders like bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Some are benign and maybe even helpful, and they make up our microbiome. Some are definitely problematic and cause diseases. T cells in our immune system have the job of identifying the invaders, marking the hostile ones, and then rendering them inactive. T cells and other essential components of the system are made in our bone marrow, so problems in the bone marrow often weaken our immune system. SCID can now be treated with more advanced bone marrow transplants, and some cases are further supported with enzyme replacement therapy or gene therapy. Isolation is no longer used to manage SCID. For more on the disease, you can check out a website I've got a link to on the online version of this review. Now to look at some physics. Many shots in the film are from Maddie's bedroom into Ollie's bedroom as they text or talk across the gap between their houses. Windows present a challenge for filmmakers because of unwanted reflections. When light passes from one material to another, from air to glass, for example, some fraction of the light is always reflected at each change. With normal glass, the vast majority of the light goes through. It's transparent, after all, but a small amount is reflected. It's also worth noting that this is a property of all waves, so it applies to sound as well as to light. You've probably noticed this when it's dark outside and the room you're in is well lit. Instead of seeing the outside, you see a reflection of the room. Someone outside looking in will have a clear view of you. If, on the other hand, you're in a darkened room looking out at a bright day, you can see clearly and someone outside will not be able to see you. For the scenes with Maddie and Ollie looking at each other at night, there are many opportunities for reflections of crew and equipment to be in the windows and seen by viewers. Even if you don't see the whole film, many examples are clear in the trailers. Maddie's outing is an adventure outside her house with Ollie, and one thing they do is jump off a cliff into the ocean. It's a pretty high fall, so I wanted to calculate her speed on hitting the water. The jump is visible in the trailer, so I paused the video and counted how many Maddie lengths high the cliff is. It's about 5 Maddies tall, so as a round number, the cliff's about 10 meters high. That's the same as the high dive platform in the Olympics. Though this problem can be done using the kinematics equation, that's actually much easier using energy conservation. To follow that process, take a look at the print or online versions of this review. In the end, I found that she's hitting the water at about 30 miles an hour, which is part of why diving like that is dangerous. She went in feet first, which is much safer for a novice than trying to go in head first, as Olympic divers do. Everything Everything is a nice break from summer blockbuster action films and gives teachers a chance to talk about the human immune system, the physics of reflections, and free fall.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
I'm willing to sacrifice everything just to live one perfect day.
Woo!